This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's arrived, our final hour for the week of What's on Your Mind, and a wonderful opportunity for the folks in the Northern Plains to talk with the United States Senator for an hour. Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall every week right here. Welcome your questions or comments. Pick up the phone. Just have a conversation. 800-228-0550. Text Todd. That'll be the quickest way to get your questions answered here. It's 701-226-8503. You can also text me. I just don't see it as quickly as Todd does. 701-367-2054. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or ask your questions on the Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. We're brought to you today by Wind Energy, North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. You know, Wind Energy paid $10.6 million in property taxes, $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy, North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. For more information, visit ndforallenergy.org. Senator Kevin Cramer joining us in the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Todd, the radio god Mitchell here, and we're all on screen now. We're working on getting Kevin on screen, too, but there we all are. If you're watching it, frankspeech.com. Oh, Todd, I like that. The American flag is there in addition to the school flag.
Oh, of course.
You've upped your game a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's beautiful. And Senator Kevin Cramer as well joining us on the live streaming. Watch all this at frankspeech.com, a platform for free speech. Crazy idea.
We did get a question on how to watch it on Frank Speech. You just got to search Scott Hennin, and it's right there.
Okay. Search Scott Hennin when you get there.
Go to your page, and it's right there.
Little search thing. Thank you for that, Kevin.
Yep.
All right. Senator Cramer, how are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you, Scott. How are you guys?
Haven't seen you forever.
yeah, as luck would have it.
So yeah, I'm flying back from Washington, D.C., and there's like 250 people on the plane, and poor Kevin had to sit next to me on the plane to Minneapolis. So that was kind of funny. And we spent most of it watching Joe Biden on TV.
I did.
That whole whisper thing we thought might be the story of the day, and it has been. But there's another part of this I think we should talk about. And that is, I'm confused, because really, I said this earlier, I thought Joe Biden at least made a pretty good argument for why this infrastructure plan is bipartisan and how it could be, you know, effective, didn't get everything they want, said whatever Democrat has to say, we'll get that another way, so we keep AOC and everybody happy.
Right.
But then, as you pointed out to me on the plane, Nancy Pelosi had said earlier, that ain't happening unless we get budget reconciliation. Chuck Schumer later said it, and now Joe Biden is saying he'll veto what he just announced yesterday, if they don't get budget reconciliation first. First of all, what is budget reconciliation? Put that in English.
Well, first of all, aren't you shocked that Joe Biden's confused? Anyway.
I am a little, yeah.
Yeah. So budget reconciliation is this weird, wonky process that the majority party in the Senate can use to pass budget issues. And when I say budget issues, I mean spending and taxes. They can raise taxes, lower taxes. Republicans used it to cut your taxes in 2017 with President Trump. Or they can spend money with a simple majority in the Senate, not requiring the traditional 60 Senate votes to pass a policy matter, for example. Now, there's a bit of a process. It requires 100% discipline by the party that's doing it, in this case the Democrats, which is exactly why now Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer have decided to throw down the gauntlet and say, you're not getting your bridges and your roads, you are not getting this bipartisan package worked out by a number of Republicans and Democrats in the Senate unless you first give us the $6 trillion that we want to borrow and to raise your taxes and fund daycares and fund every green thing we want, including the entirety of the Green New Deal. So we'll give you these nice roads and bridges over here and waterways to move products to market, to help farmers get their crops to market. We'll let you do all that. Play around over here, Joe Manchin and Mitch McConnell. But not until we get our every single Democratic vote, because in the Senate, they need all 50 Democratic senators to vote for this $6 trillion liberal wish list before Joe Biden will agree to sign a bill that's passed in a bipartisan fashion that spends roughly $1 trillion on roads, bridges, waterways, rail, broadband, and energy, pipelines, and transmission lines, some other things that aren't, super attractive. We can go through all the details, as many of them as I have anyway, of the negotiated bipartisan deal. But so budget reconciliation requires every single Democrat to get on board, and then they can jam it down our throats without a single Republican vote, because Republicans are not going to vote to increase taxes.
Well, I'm, K through 12 education, Montevideo, Minnesota, so help me on this if I've missed this. C student, so I might not have this right, but it seems to me that this, this 1-2 punch, if you will, is about, well, we're going to act like we're bipartisan, and we're going to craft a deal that really makes sense, roads, bridges, true infrastructure, like you say, but we'll get everything else we want anyway, because we'll just ram that through in the $6 trillion budget thing. I mean, that just seems like, really, are we that stupid?
Well, here's why they had to do it, Scott. The reason he had to do it that way, the reason they had to hold the low-hanging fruit, the sweetener, if you will, and by the way, this isn't like an ideal infrastructure package. It's just as good as you're going to get with a 50-50 Senate. And it's not horrible. And it maintains a lot of things important to North Dakota and to me. So we can talk about those. But the reason they had to use this veto threat, this you're not getting that until we get what we want, is because if we were to pass a $1 trillion responsible hard infrastructure package with no new taxes, no tax increases, the only way we could get that done, of course, is in a bipartisan fashion, and they letting us do it. But if they do that, if we pass that, it puts in jeopardy their $6 trillion, grab bag of every liberal thing you can imagine. I mean, including the Green New Deal. So since they weren't going to get all 50 senators, and maybe not even, frankly, a majority of the House, because certainly there are still a few rational, normal Democrats in the House of Representatives. Since they weren't going to get that done, they've now taken this bipartisan thing and used it as leverage to extort the Democrats' vote on the other bigger package. That raises another whole strategic set of questions, and I'm happy to try to answer them if you have them.
There won't be any reasonable moderate Democrats left, right? If they succeed here, they're going to purge the Democratic members of Congress that would be even close to normal and the moderate and, right? I mean, goodbye.
Yeah. So great question. Great point. Because and this, I think, can spark some further conversation. We've had a discussion for the last couple of weeks, pretty open discussion, obviously, in the United States Senate, about who will do what. What's Joe Manchin going to do? What's Kyrsten Sinema? What's she going to do? Is the filibuster in jeopardy? All of those things. And so when they came out with, for example, S1 or HR1, the Protection for Democratic Incumbents Act, which would take away all states' rights in running their own elections, take away legislatures' authority to redraw congressional legislative lines, require ballot harvesting, require or disallow any voter ID laws in any state, require registration at the federal level, require taxpayers to fund the campaigns, I mean, a whole bunch of crud. They really, first of all, they learned a lesson. They learned a lesson that they're not getting anybody to do these crazy things. But we started thinking, you look at all the polling, like 85% of the American public supports voter identification, including a majority of Democrats. And they oppose the mandatory ballot harvesting. they oppose, big time oppose, taxpayer funded campaigns. So why are they doing these very unpopular things? Well, here's why, Scott, and to your point. They know they have 18 more months with a Democratic president who'll do anything they tell him to do, a Speaker of the House who can't wait to embed into philosophy, or her philosophy into the bureaucracy, and of course Chuck Schumer, who will do anything to satisfy AOC. They only have it for 16 or 18 more months. Therefore, they're going to jam everything they can at us, force everything they can on the American public to make sure that they can grab guns forever, to make sure they can pack the Supreme Court, to change, you know, the District of Columbia into a state so they can get two more, you know, perpetual Democratic senators, raise the taxes as much as they want, impose socialism wherever they can. This is, they want to embed all that into law, even if it costs them the election. And remember, if they do some of these things, they will have bought an election.
I
think we've done a risk analysis and determined we'll cast aside a few more moderate Democrats.
Or that it's already gone. It's already gone, yeah. Right? That they're going to lose the majority anyway. So what the heck have we got to lose? Let's just double down and get everything we want. All right, Mike in Alaska and a couple other callers from Fargo behind that. Others welcome, 800-228-0550. When we come back, your calls to Senator Kevin Cramer.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. It's kind of running all over the place. I got some stuff going on in Medina, New John's Lake. We just did a bit up there today, so things are picking up. Schedule's filling in, so if you guys need any projects done, water line, electrical, you know, anything you need bored or dug in, give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar today.
Trenchless. If folks are wondering, gosh, I might need this, you inspect the damaged pipe for free, right?
Yeah, we'd come out there and figure out a solution for you. And it's painless for the customer. People think, oh, it's going to cost an arm and leg. And it really doesn't in the long run. It's fairly cheap to get done.
If you're worried about pipes bursting, if you're worried about pipe lining, the inspection is sewer and water lines. And, of course, as we said, trenchless, it's the way to go. RedDrilling.com, two D's in that, RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now. 934-1134 and get yourself on the schedule from reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour, Senator Kevin Cramer, and your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome here. Lines are stacking up, emails and texts as well. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. I heard a rumor that Carson Wentz and Easton Stick.
Yeah, they're in town.
They love the food so much at PetroServe USA, they're going to go to all of the locations. I can't tell you where and when they'll be there, but I know that they heard about Sloppy Joe's and Chips in Harwood, and that was worth a drive north on I-29 to the Harwood exit for PetroServe USA, and Valley City for a chicken fettuccine and pulled pork with gravy today. A Taco Mac on 12th Avenue and I-29. Mini corn dogs in Glendon. Are you kidding me right now? You can't make that up. Mini corn dogs. Meatballs in Euland today. PetroServe USA. Good home cooking. Grab and go convenience. And some of the lowest priced fuel around. Let's get to the calls here for Senator Kevin Cramer. Mike in Alaska, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Oh, man, the Taco Mac sounds good. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Are you listening in Alaska or are you from Alaska?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm getting ready to head back up. I had to come down and get a passport. It was a nightmare, but the passport's so crucial right now. But, I am visiting some friends, the Eller Camps in Culbertson, and they've been here since the wagon train days, But anyway, it's beautiful here, eastern Montana. I lost you this morning. I got down into the Badlands. But I'm heading over to Williston right now with my friend and the Eller Camp. But I just want to say there's only one thing that matters, Senator. Get rid of Dominion. Don't talk about anything. We're not going to get anything done unless priorities get straightened out. First, we got a nip. We got ripped by the Internet. I saw Facebook registering voters in a village in Alaska. I could not believe it. It was the first. I think it's, I forget the name. It's real complicated to pronounce, but you can Google it. It's on there. And I saw the ballot that what you're supposed to fill out because I went to a website on an Anchorage newspaper, and they started notifying me. And they notified me about this registering to vote first in Alaska to Facebook. So anyway, gentlemen, I don't trust the government, period. I've known about it for 50 years since I was a little boy. My daddy, it was a World War II vet. He told me this was coming. The commies were taking over. Senator McCarthy was right. Everybody in Hollywood, everybody's communist in Hollywood except for a handful.
All right, Mike, hang on a sec. We'll let Senator Cramer answer that. I do want to piggyback with a text here that said, why are we doing anything until the investigation is fairly investigated? Would it not be better to say, would the Democrats do this, would be my question, I guess, if the shoe was on the other foot, right? If Donald Trump had won and they believed that there was election impropriety and a lack of integrity in the election, would they say, no, we are doing nothing until you investigate this with every lever of government? So kind of a piggyback on Mike's question, too, of, that's all that matters.
I didn't really hear much of Mike's. It was very weird in my ear. I don't know what, but that would, I mean, I'm sorry to say it so bluntly, but that would be about the most irresponsible thing you could do. Democrats didn't do nothing. They did complain for 4 years while Donald Trump was president that he wasn't a legitimate president. They, they forced all kinds of things as best they could. We even unfortunately went along with a Mueller investigation, which, by the way, did, of course, accomplish one thing, and that is it proved that there was no Russian collusion. The Democrats voted almost straight party line much of the time, maybe even most of the time on Donald Trump's judges, Supreme Court justices, a whole bunch of things they did over 4 years to try to obstruct the government. But remember, when you simplify something to the point where why do we do anything when the most important thing is the last election? Well, guess what? China's not waiting. China's not just going to hang around and say, let's let the United States do their thing. We'll just stop all of our ship building and missile building and space investment. And Russia, we won't do any cyber attacks. As long as you guys want to, continue to try to litigate the last year's election, we're just going to stop trying to take over the world. We can't do that. We wouldn't do that. No one would expect us to do that. And I know that people, when they say that, they don't really mean it. I hope they don't really mean it.
Well, I think it's a course of frustration.
Is your concern,
right?
Doing nothing would be a really bad thing.
No, that's a good point. That's a very good point. But yeah. I think there's just an enormous amount of frustration out there that, the Department of Justice just announced they're suing Georgia. Because they want voter ID there. They want people to do the same thing to vote that they would do at an airport or to, go to the, you know, the DMV. I mean, it's just like, so I think it's frustration. People just want to, do you feel comfortable that everything is being done that can be done to get to the question of election integrity or lack thereof?
Well, this is why we just had a straight party line vote that killed S1. I mean, I know people don't really, they see those victories and they sort of expect them and they move on. This was a monstrous thing that happened this last week in the United States Senate. Not one Republican voted for S1. S1 was an attempt at a federal takeover of states' rights in elections. They lost, plain and simple. And better than that, Scott, we had an absolute out loud, on C-SPAN, publicly broadcast debate about the whole topic, to the point where Republicans are overwhelmingly ahead on the issue of voter integrity in this country. But remember, the exceptionalism of our system is based on our self-governance, and our self-governance is protected by the integrity of our vote. And that's why I think we're winning all of these cases. This is why we're winning the debate in the public arena. This is why, think of the lack of integrity of a Biden administration who had to coerce, no doubt, hopefully some smart, reasonable attorneys at the Department of Justice to actually file a lawsuit against the state.
Yeah.
Think of that.
It is unbelievable. It's
really remarkable, but this is playing out in front of everybody. So I'm not, part of the reason, Scott, and I think this is an important point, part of the reason I'm not as, I'm plenty frustrated, but the reason I'm not as concerned as a lot of people are is because America has done this every 2 years for now almost 250 years. And it's not always clean. It's oftentimes messy. It sometimes lacks integrity. But the American people in this exceptional system, again, of self-governance, figure it out. Nearly every time they figure it out, even through some of the rough spots, maybe especially through some of the rough
spots. Yeah, and by the way, polling would suggest they are figuring it out, which is good as well.
Of course.
Texter says, what is happening with the Prime Act that supports our cattle ranchers and meat consumers?
Yeah, great question. So the Prime Act, I'm not always able to answer a specific question on a specific piece of legislation like that, but the Prime Act is pretty important. The Prime Act is a bill that I actually helped introduce in the House when I was in the House with Thomas Massey from Kentucky, Representative Thomas Massey. And now in the Senate, it's introduced by Rand Paul and Angus King. So it's a bipartisan piece of legislation that allows custom meat processing within state lines. And it's probably the most modest attempt at breaking down some of the barriers of entry for smaller beef processors to sell their products, and not just beef, but livestock processors, to sell their meats in a custom way, prepared custom for customers. Now, there are some things. Oh, the question is, it's in committee now. It has not yet, to my knowledge, had a hearing, but we did have a major step in the Agriculture Committee this week, thanks in large part to Senator John Hovind, who's a member of the committee, and John Bozeman, the ranking Republican on the committee.
Hold that thought.
A hearing on price of cattle.
Yeah, I want to talk about that when we come back, the whole antitrust issue. When we come back with Senator Craig.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your own owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A few more bodies have been recovered from the partially collapsed apartment building in North Miami on Thursday. Nearly 100 people remain unaccounted for as rescue workers continue their search for survivors in the rubble. President Biden approved an emergency declaration in the state of Florida and ordered federal assistance to supplement state and local response efforts. In one press conference Thursday, President Biden touted a $1.2 billion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Then, the president held a second press conference with demands that need to be met. That has soured Senator Mitch McConnell, as heard on Fox News.
I think we've gone from optimism to pessimism as a result of the president's second press conference.
Extreme temperatures will reach the Pacific Northwest United States for the next few days. Portland, Oregon is expecting temperatures in the 110s through the weekend. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This isn't exactly a hate Hennen comment, but it is something probably worthy of explaining. Said, you want to improve that program of yours measurably, Hennen? Cut back the amount of advertising.
There you go.
Trim your budget if necessary to do that.
Take the pay cut, Scott. Come on.
By the way, he says, unfortunately, way more ad time than other programs I listen to. That's not true, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Very competitive thing. And we could cut back.
That's not legal.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, it is something I should note that if we cut back on the advertising program, we'll cut back on me and Todd and Kevin, yeah. And there'd be less of this.
You should work for free.
Do you really?
You guys should all work for free.
Well, wait a minute. You guys are getting paid?
Joe Biden just said pay people more, so maybe I should go to the the board of directors of Flag Family Media, which would be Holstrom.
Scott's
going to
give everybody a check today because the president said so.
Wow.
Let's face it. We love to still remember the great Rush Limbaugh, but I loved how he referred to ads as, what did he call them?
Obscene profit.
Confiscatory rates.
Profit timeout. And you know what? We have something of value here. It's you, the audience, and people want to talk to that audience.
We're good capitalists here.
What they have, yeah. And, what I love, honestly, is we help build businesses, right? We help build businesses. Dak Diesel is a repair shop for all things diesel in Bismarck, North Dakota. A guy calls the program one day and says, hi, how you doing? I'm like, yeah, what do you do? Oh, I'm a repair diesel. You do? Tell me about the... All of a sudden, he's an advertiser, and he's selling more of this additive than you can imagine, and fixing everything diesel within, a 300-mile radius. So we've helped grow his business. He started literally with a two-person shop that now is full of mechanics and selling this additive everywhere. So we're proud of that. Never will apologize for it. DakDiesel.com. We've even helped Mike Lindell through the cancel culture. You know, the big box store shut him down. And literally shut him down, and you stepped up to the plate by using the promo code Scott. You helped this show, and you helped Mike Lindell. 800-506-9028. Go on a shopping spree today. Get the sheets, lowest price ever, and you get 2 for the price of 1 and free shipping. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028. All right. You had a call that came in during the break. For Kevin, go and roll it.
Senator Kramer, when you said to do nothing, nothing matters till our vote matters. So do anything you want to do. Do everything. But if we didn't vote for it, it doesn't matter. I hope you understand that. Thank you.
I do, too, because I don't. But
I don't either. That was made no sense to me. What do you think he meant? I'm sorry.
I assume it means, you know, if you're doing nothing on election integrity, then you're doing nothing because of that. But I think you just pointed out, well, and we do forget this stuff. I mean, SR1, HR1 was single-handedly the greatest threat to democracy in my lifetime in what they want to do. They were going to nationalize, federalize elections, shred the Constitution and the 10th Amendment, the Founding Fathers' vision of giving states the rights to do this. And, you know, I would also say about election integrity, it's happening. You know, Mike Lindell has had whistleblowers that have come forward and said, you know, foreign cyber attacks affected the outcome. These are people that are really, I mean, they're patriots. And that's going to be adjudicated. There's Arizona right now doing a methodical recount. Bernard Carrick had a great piece in Newsmax about this the other day. I mean, impeccable what they're doing. So I think we are doing something, and I think you did something very, very, very important this week, Senator Kramer, along with your colleagues, in stopping, you know, HR1 without...
Yeah, and there was not. I don't know that there's a Republican that even considered voting for it. It's so hideous to take over states' oversight of elections at the federal level. Now, what's going on in Georgia is going to be fascinating, frankly. I kind of love it because what's going to happen, in my view, is the Department of Justice is going to embarrass themselves. Remember that voter identification laws, not only do 85% of Americans support them, the Supreme Court of the United States has already ruled in favor of them. There was an Indiana case probably a decade or so ago that was challenged because they passed a voter identification law that required a photo ID. And they were sued and it went all the way up to the Supreme Court of the United States, which ruled, and I think that was a 6-3 ruling, if I remember.
Unheard of.
Yeah.
It said so, voter ID is not voter suppression, is what they ruled.
That's right.
Right? Yeah.
That's right.
So,
Anyway. So, all of that said, I get that people hate what happened last year. A lot of people voted. Overwhelming number of people voted. Donald Trump inspired a lot of people to vote, and he inspired a lot of people on both sides of the aisle to vote. And there are some questions in some certain states. But by the way, we have finished our review of every case in the country and have put together a database, a spreadsheet with links to all the cases and the judges' orders and whatnot. There are a lot of cases that have been heard, a lot of cases that have been dismissed, a lot of evidence that has been seen and heard. I think there's one case in particular that the Supreme Court of the United States really missed the mark on because they deemed it moot, and that was, of course, the case in Pennsylvania where the state clearly violated their own constitution and their own courts violated their own constitution. It may not have made a difference, which is why the Supreme Court got by with deeming it moot, but it does make a difference in that they were requesting cert, and it's important for the Supreme Court to take up a case, even if they believe that guilt would have not changed the outcome of the election, because it matters if states are violating their own laws, their own constitutions, and the United States Constitution. So there is a lot that's being done, but you can't simply stop defending the country or defending our farmers and ranchers and workers of this country, because guess who's not going to stop besides the Chinese and the Russians and the North Koreans and the Iranians, and the Cubans and the Venezuelans and on and on we can go. Democrats are going to stop.
Yeah. Texter says, what are you personally doing about our fellow Americans that are still being held without being charged from the unarmed January 6th protest at the Capitol? I just want to inject one thing. I talked to Kelly Armstrong yesterday, who spent some time in the courtroom and knows the federal court process pretty good. He said, you know what? I don't have chapter and verse of how many are there and why they're being held. I know you dug into the numbers on this when this question came up previously, Senator. But he said, this happens all the time. This is not, like, new. I mean, a judge, a court can pretty much do anything they want. They do it for petty drug deals. So I guess that's the bigger issue to me, not only what are the facts of this case, but we obviously have a federal judiciary in need of massive reform here.
So great points, by the way. And yes, Kelly Armstrong knows a little bit about this. I would submit to you, and I know I'm biased, I'm sorry, but I think Kelly Armstrong might be the best attorney in the United States Congress. He is very bright on these things, and he was, of course, a defense attorney, which is a great perspective to look, great lens to look through on a lot of this stuff. But he's a law and order congressman. So anyway, that said, near as I can tell, and by the way, I've spent a fair bit of time talking to Ron Johnson about this. You all, I think people that listen to this show know Senator Johnson from Wisconsin as recently as like 2 days ago. His office is right next to mine. Scott, you haven't even fessed up to the fact that you and I talked to Devin Nunes about this two nights ago in Washington, D.C.
Fascinating conversation. It was.
Yep. And he's a ranking member, remember, on the Intel Committee. So here's what's being done about that. As near as I can tell, or as near as Senator Johnson can tell, there's probably 39 out of the something like 500 arrests that are still being held, and they're for various reasons, but in some cases it may simply be because a judge just is holding them there. They're willing to hold them there. We don't, again, know all of the reasons. We're trying to dig into it, but even Devin, as you remember, said there's a lot of withholding of information that we ought to be able to see as members of Congress that so far we haven't been able to see.
Thousands of video. Right. And I want to correct the record on something I've said a few times. You and Congressman Nunes, hopefully one day soon, Chairman Nunes again, told me about one of the most disturbing things I saw from the video that we happened to actually see was, when I initially saw it, a heartbreaking incident of a Capitol Police officer who obviously didn't have the rules of engagement to be able to pull out his gun, and had a billy club that he's waving at people. I mean, not a gun, but a billy club backing up the stairs. Now, there's other video of that that starts a few seconds before he's going up the stairs when he says to these people, "Follow me." And I took that to say he's leading them up to the Senate floor and the House floor. You two told me that you know enough now that he actually was, that was part of a ruse to get them away from the floor and away from members, correct?
Right. That's correct. Yeah, he's a hero on Capitol Hill right now because, and if you look at some of the video, and maybe not all of this has been public, but I've seen some of it, where when he comes up the stairway, and I'd love to, you know, take you all there sometime and show you at the spot, because they go up that stairway a lot, and leads them to the screen left, and Republican senators were over on screen right. We were literally, they could have seen us if they would have gone the other way. He literally led them away from the senators who were walking down this on different stairway to go to safety. So he was one person against a whole bunch. And the best way for him to help save lives in terms of what he thought or knew at the moment was to befriend them, not to take them on, because he couldn't have stopped them.
All right, so thanks for the question. Let's go next to Fargo. Muff, your question for Senator Kevin Cramer.
Yeah, Scott keeps encouraging us to be optimistic, and I'd like to do that, but it's hard, and let me explain why. Mm-hmm. I think, along with a whole lot of other people, that when Joe Biden is finally declared incompetent, Kamala Harris is going to become president, and I see nothing to be optimistic about there. What can you tell me?
Well, Kenan, before you answer, to piggyback on his concern over Kamala Harris, evidently, according to a listener, she said today at the border, "Welcome to the new Ellis Island." I hope that's a joke. I hope that's not true. But wouldn't surprise me, given the fact that she rushed down the border to beat Donald Trump there. Optimism at a time that Joe Biden could be, declared unfit to serve, and his vice president is Kamala Harris. Can those two go together, Senator?
So this is sort of an interesting discussion, frankly. First of all, the caller's instincts are right. I mean, there is nothing to be optimistic about a Kamala Harris presidency compared to a Joe Biden presidency. But it's I don't think it's as likely to happen as some people might think, and here's why. As you probably have noticed, Kamala Harris is starting to become a burden to the Biden administration. She waited nearly 100 days to go to the southern border, and she only did it inspired, to your point, by the fact that President Trump now is going to go visit the southern border, and she didn't want to be embarrassed by the fact that he went before her. She's the one that has been charged with the border crisis. So the Biden border crisis she's supposed to solve, and she's never visited the border until today. And again, she had to be coerced into it by guilt and competition. But she's more than that. She's become a problem for them. The crazy things that come out of her mouth has really gotten her
by the way,
box.
I have a quick correction here. It was Veronica Escobar, the member of Congress from down there, that said that. Not Kamala Harris, but she said it standing next to her. And this is, of course, how they think. Come across illegally, that's the more after this.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Come on in. The four deal, pizza, two cookies, 20 ounce drink, four items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at a PetroServe USA. And the lowest price fuel, Marathon, Senex, PetroServe USA brand. Home cooking, grab and go convenience, what's not to love, PetroServe USA. My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Peace of mind is what you get when you purchase a new or used vehicle from Schwann Buick GMC. They're free when you purchase your vehicle. Free lifetime powertrain warranty. New Buicks and GMCs, the most used vehicles as well, drive worry-free. And by the way, getting your vehicle in for service when it does need it can be a hassle, but now with a free service loaner, Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, call ahead. They'll have everything ready to go. 663-7484, 663-7484, online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to El Paso. Welcome to my community, to the new Ellis Island, to the capital of the border. I am standing before you with a heart full of gratitude. Madam Vice President, thank Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for being here and welcoming people to the new Ellis Island who are breaking the law.
Capital of the border?
What? Capital of the border. You can't make this up.
Heck, what's that about?
Senator Kramer, I think this closes the loop on a lot of what you're talking about. They are unleashed. They are unleashed. And there is not long-term electoral success in this. I mean, that's why they're trying to cheat with HR1 and SR1, right? I mean, to be able to ensconce this and take everybody that comes across the border and make them let them have status and vote. But I mean, this is not bad for the conservative cause to hear them say things like this.
No, they're the gift that keeps on giving. There's no question. That's why Democrats feel like they're on a very short leash to do as much damage as they can do, because they know they're not going to get another shot at this very soon. And the problem is, this is why we have to remain so diligent. This is why we have to, you know, we have to continue to do what I'm doing today. It's why we have to make sure that that all 50 Republican senators feel the pressure from their constituents the same way I do. Of course, not all of them subject themselves to it like I do, but it's very instructive when you do. I just really feel like we've got a lot of momentum on politically speaking. But in the meantime, we still have a country to run. We still have freedom to defend. We still have influence around the world that we have to utilize and maximize. And you know, what we don't want to do, Scott, and this is what I fear sometimes, is we don't want to become them. As tempting as it is, we do not want to become them. And there's sometimes when I wonder if that's not what's happening, if we're not careful.
Let's go to where the most wisdom of all of North Dakota resides, Wing, North Dakota.
There you go.
Where is Wing? Wing,
oh, Fred.
Wing went silent on us. I can't be. We'll go to Napoleon, because that's number two on the list, Napoleon. Nephla Soup and the Stockyard, I'm just saying. Paul, yeah. In Napoleon, your question for Senator Kramer.
Yeah, I was just wondering if we can't investigate the election anymore. You just said Dominion is of no importance, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but
yeah, I've never heard
this Dominion election becomes more crooked every day, and yet nothing seems to be done. And
well, they said the same thing about Donald Trump, though, Paul, right? I mean,
right. That's sort of my point. That's my point. They made the same claim for 3 years. Here's the difference.
What I was saying is, it was very obvious to us the FBI had become compromised, and Donald Trump was the subject of you know, this. But again, that, we found all that was true. Remember when they said he was crazy for saying he was wiretapped? Well, he was. There was an FISA court. So yeah. We had to have the same confidence that this too should be found out. We'll see some sunshine.
You,
right?
You make a great point, because there's so many things that Donald Trump, you know, was called crazy over. How about the Wuhan lab was the source of COVID? How about that hydroxychloroquine might work? And all these things that are now proven to be true, or that, you know, that China's not, you know, is a real threat. Remember Joe Biden? He just shortly before getting elected said, come on, China's not a problem. They're our friends.
Can't make it up.
There's a whole bunch of things along those lines. But here's where Paul and a lot of people that Paul speaks for and speaks like, here's why we're so frustrated in this scenario. It's because what we don't have is we don't have CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post, Fargo Forum, Minneapolis Star Tribune, on and on and on. We don't have those people advocating on behalf of our ideas or our thoughts like the Democrats did. We also, you know, we do have better institutions. We have, remember, there are over 200 judges in the federal court system that were appointed by Donald Trump. And so we really do have more to be optimistic about, I think, than sometimes we remember.
Fair point.
But it is frustrating to watch the mainstream media
not to mention
Google and Facebook and Amazon and Twitter and all the others.
And the Supreme Court, too. You know, you wonder some days, do we actually have the benefit of Donald Trump getting 3 Supreme Court nominees? Thank you, Mitch McConnell. But it'd be nice if they had a little more backbone, you know. And let's see, Fred and Wing, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, Senator Scott.
Hi, Fred.
You know, over in the Chinese area, this Taiwan, and those are taking away different people out of the they're just taking them right out of power, and they're telling the people you can't say this and you can't say that, and so without a war, they are going to become a communist country by infiltrating the government that they have set up. And that government's being infiltrated day by day. And what is it? What is the biggest infiltration tool that the Chinese government's using against Taiwan and against these other places is you can't say anything anymore about this.
Yeah, I just shut down a newspaper over there in Hong Kong. Only 30 seconds left, but I want to give you a chance to address Fred's concern.
Well, he's exactly right, and this is why we have to have a family discussion about things like AUMF, right? The authorization to use military force. What are we prepared to defend Taiwan with military weapons systems and American lives? These are really important discussions, you guys. In fact, we could do shows and shows about our role for peace in the world and how that affects the United States of America and what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. But Fred's right. First, they shut down the media. No opposition is allowed to talk, and then they take over places like Hong Kong.
And sounds a lot like a cancel culture in big tech. So there's a lot of battles ahead. Thank you, Senator.
Similarities.
Have a great weekend. Appreciate it. That's the Talk Radio Town Hall. God bless you, folks. Thanks for watching.
North Dakota. It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.